Good morning, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to episode 44 of the Kitchen Stitches podcast. For new viewers, I'm not a video podcast. For new listeners, I thank you for stopping by and checking me out, and I hope you enjoy the podcast and will stick around for a while longer. And those of you who are returning, thanks so much for coming back. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your day to listen to what I have to babble about. I am Summer. You can find me on Ravelry and on Instagram as Summer Yarns, which is SommerYarns. And we also have a Ravelry group. I did just start a thread earlier this week called Chatter, and I would love it if people would just come and talk to me. I'd love to get to know all of you a little better. I know some of you through your podcast groups or because we've met in person or we know each other on Instagram, but I would like the Kitchen Stitches group to become more of a community. So please stop by. Tell me what you're doing. Tell me what you're up to. What are you knitting? How was your day? What are you worried about this week? Just whatever you want to talk about. The only topics that I would like to steer clear of, just because everybody, we're all knitters and we all have fiber in common, but we may not have our religious and political beliefs in common, and I don't want that to get in the way of anything. I think everybody knows that knows me is that I never get common phrases correct, but there's the whole thing about things not talk about in groups, and it's religion and politics, and I just kind of want to stick by that rule. Yeah, okay. I had gone into this whole long thing and then decided to record again, and I'm doing it again, so I'm going to leave it at that. Okay. I would like again to mention, if you have the opportunity and you are so inclined, I would love it if you would give me an iTunes review. I haven't had any in a while. I know that it's not the easiest thing to do to go in and do that. I'm particularly bad about it myself, but it does help move our podcast up and help it be more visible. So for all of your podcasts that you listen to, if you ever have the time or you're thinking about it, a nice thing to do is to just give us a little bit of some iTunes love. And I just closed my show notes. Okay. So today I'm going to talk about what I've been up to, some whips, spinning, cross stitch, enabling and acquisitions, and in the kitchen and what I'm reading. And I don't think this will be very long. I don't have a whole ton to talk about. I'm trying to get back on a recording schedule, and I'm just having a hard time. So for now, I'm going to record when I have time. I don't foresee myself going more than about a week and a half, just because I like talking to you guys. But sometimes finding a time to record can be really difficult. For the longest time now, I've been recording in the mornings, and that's what I'm doing today because my family got out of the house at 6:30. If my family gets out at 6:30 on the day I plan to record, then I can get it done. If they leave any later than that, feel like I'm either rushing or I have to do it over a couple of days and that is just a pain, or I just don't do it at all. And then I was thinking of recording over the weekends, but I don't really have a good place to record on the weekends. Right now I record at my dining room table with no one in the house except me and the animals. And that's fine. That works great. On the weekend, my daughter may be in the room or in the next room. I don't have a door that I can close in here. Or we have an office in the back. And on the weekends, unfortunately, my husband is a teacher, so he is often grading or doing work back there, so I don't have that spot. Occasionally, I will go in my bedroom and record on my bed, but that's not the ideal situation. Excuse me. So I'm trying to find a groove. I don't want to stop doing this, but finding time can be problematic occasionally. So for right now, I am going to try to keep it in the mornings and just try to grab a day when I know that I actually have time to get it out there. So let's move into the knitting, or let's move into what I've been up to, which really has not been a lot. I say that a lot, and it's true. I am very much a homebody, and I just love to sit at my house and knit, or watch a movie, or bake, or do things like that. We do hike, y'all know that, but the weather's been dreary, and that's more of a springtime, early fall activity for us. So the only thing that is really of real interest that we've been doing, we went to the Houston Museum of Natural Science on Saturday to see a new exhibit. They have one of their special exhibits, which is Samurai exhibit, which was very cool. They had weapons like swords, katanas, and helmets and armor from the samurai warriors from, I would say the earliest I saw was probably either 1600s or 16th century, I cannot remember, up through the 1800s. And it was just really cool. It was a really neat exhibit. It's not a free exhibit, but, and it's not one of their permanent exhibits, but it was cool to go see. We are members, so we get a discount. While we were there, we also went to see the Hall of Ancient Egypt, which is a relatively new permanent exhibit at the museum, and it was excellent. This was the first opportunity I'd had to see it, and I was so glad I'd gone. They've had a mummy, I think, at the museum. I don't know if it was a permanent exhibit or if they've just had traveling exhibits before that have included that. And we saw the Tutankhamun exhibit, excuse me, at, the Houston Museum of Fine Arts, Houston, a couple of years ago, which was okay. But this one was just extensive. There were, I would say, easily 10 rooms in the exhibit. Not all big rooms, but just, it was like a maze, and it was set up like you're in a tomb with the low ceiling, well, kind of low ceilings and columns, and it was just a really, really cool exhibit. They had probably 3 or 4 mummies, lots of sarcophagi. It's just a really, really neat exhibit. I really enjoyed that. And then what else did we do while we were there? There was a Battleship Texas exhibit. The USS Texas is one of the, I guess one of the only remaining, or maybe the only remaining vessel that participated in both World War I and World War II. And it's actually docked not too far from Houston, I think it's in LaPorte. And I haven't been, but I'd like to go. And we happened to be there. It was the last day of the exhibit. It was a very small exhibit. But one of the things, I don't know why, I just found this very cool and very moving, was they had the actual flag that flew over the USS Texas on D-Day at the Battle of Normandy. So that was really neat. Anyway, so that's really all we've been doing. This school's back in session, so the kids are busy with homework. My husband's busy grading and prepping for his classes. And we just haven't, and the weather, like I said, has been kind of gross. So we just haven't had much time to do anything. Plan to go see The Hobbit at some point. The rest of the family, I think, saw it. Or maybe it was just Laura and Jimmy saw it. And Laura wants to go see it again, so I'll probably go see it with her. But other than that, not much going on. So let's move into the knitting. I don't have any finished objects this week, so we can skip that section. Works in progress that I have actually been working on. My sock yarn blanket. This is a free pattern by Shelley King. I have been working on this diligently. I do believe I missed one. I think I missed one day, and I started working on it one day, and it was just really tired and couldn't finish it. So I may be two blocks behind. I'm not really sure. I may have, the day that I'm thinking I skipped may have been the day that I started and just didn't finish the block. But I'm trying to get one block in every day, and for the most part, I managed to do that. I don't have just a whole bunch of time in the evenings, and while I enjoy working on this blanket and it's going to be fabulous, I'm so kind of over it. I really am tired of working on this blanket. I want to work on other things, and this takes a good 45-minute chunk out of my evening every night. But it is a work of love, so I will continue, and after this summer, it will be done, and I won't have to worry about it anymore, except for, you know, we're making one for Eli so that he has one when he graduates. Although, I'm not sure Eli will get one when he graduates. I don't know if I've talked about this before, but I love my son, but the idea of giving a handmade blanket that took hours and hours and hours and hours of work to a freshman boy, a college freshman, that just does not necessarily seem like the best idea. So Eli may get one as a later present, maybe when he gets married or he gets his first house or something like that. Not sure it's going to be as a freshman gift. So, the other things I've been working on, I am still working on the Shirtagle socks. Mm-hmm. Not a free pattern, sorry. It is from the Socktopus book by Alice Yu. I am working on this in Wandering Wool Helvellyn sock in Royalty, which is a navy blue with some darker tonal sections. And I've been looking at it, and what I've decided the closest color for the other color is blackberry. It has a little bit of a reddish tone, but it's very dark. It just reminds me of blackberries. So these socks are coming along. I have just over one repeat left before I start the toe. I think I finished, there's 12 rows in a repeat, and I think I finished row seven of the next to last repeat yesterday. I'm working on these at work. I usually take a 15-minute break in the morning and a 15-minute break in the afternoon. And on days when I don't go out for lunch, then I have time to work on them there too. And I've been trying to limit my going out to lunch time to just once per week. Every once in a while, something comes up, and I'm particularly bad about agreeing to go if anybody asks me. But I tend to not initiate that, except for once a week. And we have some friends at work who we try to go to lunch at least once a week. So that said, I should finish the rest of this repeat plus at least half of the last repeat today. And then today's Tuesday. Okay. So tomorrow I should finish the pattern and start on the toe. So these should be finished. Oh, these will be finished by the end of the week. So next week I will have a FO to tell you about. One of the other things I have been working on is the CCS from Curls by Hunter Hammerson. And that is the first pattern in the book. And I think it was, on Innisknit. They were discussing how you set it. And I actually Googled the word, and I didn't write down what it means. I know it has something to do with blue, but I did find a pronunciation, and it's either, there are a couple of acceptable ways, but the probably the most common American way would be CCS. like Caesar. It's spelled C-A-E-S-I-O-U-S. I am doing this pattern in Spartacus Dyes Braverman Sock, which is an 80% merino, 20% milk, 20% silk blend in the I've Been Impaled colorway, which is a frozen colorway. And it is mostly blues with some green and brown and pink. And it is really, really pretty. The pattern itself is very easy once you get started. It is pretty much mindless knitting. My big thing though is I want to make, there's four rows of the pattern, and I try very hard to get through all four in one sitting just so that I know exactly where I was. It's not a hard pattern at all. It's almost mindless knitting. So it's coming along nicely. I'm probably, I don't know, a quarter of the way done with it, maybe less than that. I haven't been working on it diligently, but I think that once I finish the socks, the shirtable socks, that I am going to take this one to work to be my work project so that I can keep on working on that on a regular basis, because I want to work my way through that book. And the only way to do it is to finish one pattern. So I think that's probably what I'll do. The other thing I have been working on is the Everdeen Beanie, which is by Tanis Gray, and it is from the book Weekend Hats by Cecily Glowick McDonald and Melissa Labar. I am doing this using Malabrigo Silky Merino in the Amethyst colorway, which is a very pale purple. And I finished one repeat, and I'm three rows into the second repeat, but I'm going to have to rip back because I did something that was really stupid. It was definitely a wind knitting attacks moment. The pattern, it kind of spirals, and at the end of the repeat, you're supposed to move the beginning stitch marker and move it over, and I didn't, so there's a jog. I thought about it, you know, whether or not it was going to bother me, and yeah, it's going to bother me. So I will attempt to put a lifeline in retroactively and pull it back. If I can't get the lifeline in, I'll just tink back because it's only three rounds, so it's not that big a deal. If I had gone further, I probably would have just kept going and let there be a little design element there. But I'm not far enough away from where I messed up, so I can take care of that. This hat will probably be for Laura. I think I mentioned that I'm trying to stockpile some hats for her. I can't decide. What I may do with these hats, because they're not gifts. I mean, they are gifts because I made them for her, but they're not surprises. I may let her choose. So when I finish one, I may ask her if she likes it. And if she doesn't like it, then I'll keep it for myself or give it away or put it in a gift box. Otherwise, she gets to keep it. She tends to say she really likes my hats, and then she very rarely wears them. So if she goes to App State, she'll need hats. Oh, I know that this is way off tangent or off topic and thrown in the middle, but I have mentioned several times that she is in the process of applying for college, and I forgot to mention in the last episode that she got an acceptance letter for Appalachian State. So that doesn't mean she's going there for sure. We're still waiting on notification from University of Texas, and who knows if she'll get in there. And then there's also, we're waiting to hear about financial aid and scholarships and that type of stuff, which will make a difference too. But there is, I would say, a very good chance that she will be going to Appalachian State in the fall, which means that she will need much, much warmer clothes. And so that's the whole idea behind the hats for Laura. Let me take a sip of coffee real quick. So that is the Everdeen Beanie. And then the only other thing that I have been working on, I'm thinking about this now. seems like I worked on something else, but maybe not. I worked a little bit. Oh, no, there is something else, but I'll mention it in a minute. The Rainbow Dash that I have been working on for quite a while now, a year and a half, off and on. It is a stuffy amigurumi. It's a stuffy by the Nerdy Knitter, and I'm using Knit Picks Brava in various colors of the rainbow. I started the next to last stripe of the tail, so I'm probably about halfway done with that. So I have the rest of that stripe, another stripe, plus the mane and bangs to finish this up. And I'm determined to get it finished. So I'm working on that off and on. I would not recommend these patterns. There's a whole series of them, and this is the only one I've done. And somebody else, and I don't remember who it was, I don't know if it was on Instagram or if it was a podcaster, talked about doing another one of these, another one in the series, and not being pleased with the pattern. And I have to say that I'm not pleased with the pattern either. I am able to figure it out, but there are things that are clearly left out, things that are not as clear as they could be. There are some really good stuffy patterns that tell you exactly where to place things, or just, you know, very brilliantly designed and tell you exactly what to do to make it look like it's supposed to. And this one doesn't. Now, the individual elements, when it comes together, are fantastic. It looks great. But getting there is sometimes a challenge. And mine does definitely, there are some places where mine looks a little bit wonky just because I wasn't quite sure about placement. There's also, like, there's definitely some sections where it says to do something and then you look at the finished pictures and that piece is not included and there's no explanation. So, unfortunately, I don't like to bash. And I'm not bashing, I'm just being honest. I would think and maybe read some reviews of the patterns and read project notes before you jump. The other thing that I have been working on that I picked back up a couple of days ago is the Olympic Forest baby blanket. I do need to finish this before the baby is born. The baby is due at the beginning of March, so I still have 6 weeks or so, I guess, probably, assuming he's not born early. I'm about 23 and a half rounds away from finishing, which is actually quite a bit, because it takes me at least 45 minutes to do one round, and of course they're growing. So by the end, I suspect it will be taking me 45 to 50 minutes to finish a round, and that's not something I can do every night. So what I've been trying to do is just pick it up and get to one. There's, you know, it's a blanket, so there's four sides of it. Get at least, you know, finish a side, so I'm at an obvious stopping point. And just get a little bit worked on it every day. If I do that, then I'll finish it. It's going to be so amazing once it's blocked. It is a really, really fantastic blanket. That is by Very Busy Monkey. And I am doing it in Barocco Vintage in a lime green colorway. Which I don't remember the number. 5124 or something like that. But don't quote me on that. So that's all of the things that I have been working on this week. I am trying so hard to not cast on other things. I really want to finish some things that I'm working on. But we'll see. Spinning. I have been spinning. I've been participating in the, there's an Instagram hashtag that was started by, I don't remember who it is. She has Baba in her username, but it's not Baba Bats. I don't remember who it is, but she started the Instagram hashtag spin15and15. And the idea is to spend 15 minutes every day spinning, either on your wheel or on a spindle. And I've been doing that. I didn't start on the first, but I think I've probably spun a little bit every day. Maybe not every day since the beginning of the year, but I'm trying. And what I have been doing is doing that in the morning, so while I'm drinking my coffee. Just taking 15 minutes to relax in the morning, maybe listen to a little bit or watch a little bit of a podcast, and just kind of, it's a really nice start to my morning. Obviously, today I'm recording instead, so I'll have to do my 15 minutes at some other time. But what have I been spinning? I am still working on the Christmas Magic Bat from Knitting Lanyap, which is wool, Angelina, and silk, and Christmas red and green and white with a lot of sparkle thrown in. It's okay. It's not my favorite spin, which is, it's kind of becoming a little bit of a slog. It's 4 ounces, a 4 ounce bat on a spindle, and I'm using a smaller spindle, so that it's pretty slow going. I finished my second turtle on my Turkish spindle and decided to take a break from that for a little while. So what I'm going to do, I have the fat fiber box that I got a couple of months ago that has a lot of samples. So what I've decided is that every time I finish a turtle on this bat, then I'll get to spin one of the samples. And then, excuse me, then I'll go back and do another bit on the Christmas bat. So that's what I'm doing. I've put that aside for now, and I'm working on some Shetland silk from porpoise fur, which is it's in the scarab colorway. The sample came with two pieces, like two strips. My spinning vocabulary has a lot to be desired. It has one strip that's the Shetland silk blend, which is very, very, very dark blue, almost black, with some kind of silvery silk in there. That is so pretty. It's spinning up really, really nicely. This is the first time I've spun Shetland, and it just wants to slide through my fingers. It is a really, really nice prep. It is also not spinning as thin as I would have thought. Well, I don't know. I guess I won't say as well as thin as I thought, but most of what I've spun on this small spindle has turned out pretty thin. And this is mostly a fingering weight on the ply, like a kind of a heavy fingering, up to probably a sport or a DK in some spots. I'm really, really enjoying it. It's very hairy, and I don't know what I will actually do with this. There's not going to be enough of this to do anything with, probably, but it is really fun to play with. And then the other strip is just Shetland, and it is a lighter blue. Not sky blue by any stretch of the imagination, but more of a turquoise, like a darker royal blue to turquoise. I don't have it in front of me, so I can't describe it accurately, but I think that it'll be really fun to ply those two together, which maybe that was the point of the kit or the little sample. Maybe having both of those was so you could ply them together, but it's really fun. I'm really enjoying that. And then the other thing that I'm still working on is the Brazen Stitchery Poleworth and Rainbow Connection. And I'm, again, you know, I'm doing it as part of my 15 minutes a day. I'm trying to alternate so that I don't get bored with any one thing. So speaking of spinning, I have definitely got the itch to get a wheel. My birthday's coming up. I'm considering it. I mentioned it. My original plan, my husband will get a bonus right before my birthday as part of the teaching thing. And what I had said a couple of months ago was that I would really like to get a new computer. I've had my computer for a few years, and it's maybe time, but over the past little bit, I've decided I don't really want that much. My computer works okay. I don't really need it. But apparently we had talked about handing it down to Eli, who needs a laptop for school, and getting me a new one, and I had kind of forgotten that. So I mentioned that I might want a spinning wheel, and it was kind of poo-pooed a little bit. Didn't make me very happy. So what I am thinking about is perhaps going with a lower end than what I had thought about before. I was reading Abby Frankmont's article on choosing your first wheel, and she has 5 recommendations for beginning wheels that are on the lower end of the spectrum. And one of them that she recommended very highly was a Freaky S160. And I'm really thinking about that. It's in the $350 to $400 range and comes with 4 bobbins and I don't know what else because I'm not an aficionado. But what she says in her article, and I would love to hear, this would be great for the chatter thread or this week's thread. What she says in her article is that if you've not spun before, you've not used a wheel before, that you don't really know what you want. You don't really know what you need. It's going to be a learning curve no matter what. And that it's not that big a deal. And so I think the 5 that she recommended as, you know, if you just have to buy a wheel and you want to do it right now, there was, I don't remember them. I know there was the Freaky S160. There was a Ladybug. I'm not sure a Kromski was on her list. It was probably a Luette. Probably any of the Ashford, like, basic ones. I don't remember. I wish I had it. I don't have it up right now. But what I was thinking, I might be able to make my case for getting a wheel if I get a lower end wheel that is still highly recommended, and then also get, you know, a less of a computer, which is fine. I will get a Mac because I'm a Mac girl, but I have a MacBook Air. I love my MacBook Air. I can, with a teacher discount especially, I can get a little bit cheaper. So I could get a lower end MacBook Air that will probably be better than what I have right now. And I think that the combination would be less than what we had talked about getting for a computer. I don't know. I haven't made my case yet, but you can tell I'm building up for it, right? Let's move on to cross stitch. I am very close to finishing the 12 Days of Christmas sampler. I was looking yesterday and realized that I really just have a corner to go. I've got one more day. I've got to do the 12th. And then I have to do the remaining border. So past couple of days, I've been working on the border to get down past the block that I'm on. And I think I've got a day or two more of that before I get where I want to be. What I'm doing is I'll finish a block, and if it's on the edge, I'll do the border, you know, to cover that area. So I've got one block, about a block and a half's worth of border on one side, and then probably about the same amount on the bottom. And that's it, and I'll be done. And I'm so happy to be done with that. I don't know what I'll do with it. It's times like these when I wish I sewed, because it would really make a nice pillow. I do have a sewing machine, but I haven't really gone down that rabbit hole yet. Enabling and acquisitions. Not a whole lot. I did get a gift a couple of days ago from some friends. They visited Vermont back in October, I believe, and happened to visit a yarn shop and bought me something there. Just a minute where I take a sip of coffee. It was not local yarn, but that's okay. The yarn that they came back with was Malabrigo Rios in Cocoa and Ella Ray Lace Merino Chunky in Colorway 500, which apparently is turquoise brown. I found as I, when I looked it up on Ravelry. And that is a, well, it says turquoise brown. It actually matches the, I've been impaled colorway from Spartacus dyes that I'm doing the Cesius in quite nicely. It's kind of funny. I was working on the Cesius and I opened the package and I was like, oh, these match very well. So that would be nice. They also gave me a pattern with it. They were the Leafy Mitts by, I can't remember. And I don't have it in here. It was a paper pattern and it was designed by someone local to the yarn shop they visited in Middlebury, Vermont. And her name started with an M. It's not, it's Marin or Marin or Menin. And I don't know the last name, but, I couldn't find the pattern in Ravelry, although I could swear I've seen them on Instagram, someone having done them before. But it's a really, it's a garter stitch mitt pattern. There's also a cowl you can do that uses, is like I said, it's garter stitch and it's got color work and short rows, but it looks really easy. Or maybe not easy, but it doesn't look very super complicated. So I was talking about trying not to cast things on. I really, that's one that I would really like to work on. I'm hashtagging. I'm trying to look and see if anybody might have used a hashtag for those mitts. Sorry, I should have done this before. I can't type with my fat thumbs. Hashtags. Nope. No hashtag. Okay. I do want to mention the Christmas All Year Long Knit Along. I did hear from Miss Ika, who chose the bag, the one with the legs. And I have not gotten it out to her in the mail yet. Sorry, Erica. I will get it out soon. The weather was gross this weekend, and I just didn't, I couldn't get to the post office. So as soon as I can get to the post office, I will get that in the mail. And I have not heard from Kristen, who is Crazy Knitting Fool. So, Kristen, if you're listening, I will probably go ahead and earburn you because I know you listen and I see you on Instagram. You're probably just behind, so I'd like you to know that you did win that. So I will earburn you. In the kitchen, I haven't cooked a whole lot of interesting stuff, but I did cook a couple of recipes that I wanted to mention. Gosh, it's gotten late. Buffalo chicken chili. I heard this from on the Actually Knitting podcast. Michelle of Actually Knitting mentioned this, and it wasn't her most recent episode, but it was the most recent one that I listened to. And her recipe is a crock pot recipe. It calls for ground chicken, buffalo sauce, cream cheese, tomatoes, corn, and navy beans and some seasonings, chicken broth, that type of thing. But I did mine a little differently. I didn't want to use ground chicken, and my grocery store didn't have ground chicken. So I bought a rotisserie chicken from the deli and shredded that and used that instead. And because I started it later in the day, I didn't have time to stick it in the crock pot. So I put that on the stovetop and made it. And other than that, I changed the amount of chicken broth, I think, but not a whole lot, and cooked it that way, and it was really, really good. We all enjoyed that quite a lot. I will put my variation in the group soon. And then the other, only other thing that I made was marshmallow swirl s'mores fudge from the Sally's Baking Addiction cookbook, and this was okay. I think it would have been a lot better. I think I mixed the marshmallows in too much. I was afraid that they weren't well incorporated, but I think they ended up melting into the chocolate more than I wanted them to. But other than that, it was really good, and it was a really, really easy recipe. So I will link, I will put that in the show notes also. I was going to talk about what I'm reading, but I'm out of time, so I will just talk about that next week. I have to go. I got to get to work. I hope all of you have had a wonderful first couple of weeks of the new year, and I will talk to you soon. Bye.